city. Alright. There's, I thought tonight's game was, you know, when you play against a coach of Dick Hunsucker's ability. Did I pronounce that right? Hunsucker? Make sure, he and I have been doing it for a long time. I always get his, you know, whenever you say it loud, you make sure, you want to make sure you're saying it properly. But, you know, I knew he'd come in with a great game plan. And exploit some of the things that we might have problems with. His earlier on in the game, not guarding certain guys. You know what happens is you miss a shot or two, you get a little contentative, and we took some quick shots and missed them, and I thought that led to us being very hesitant as far as pulling the trigger. But we were able to defend. Do a good job of defending, even though they shot 43% and 45% for the game, 43% in the first half, and 47% in the second half. Even though I thought we were playing better defensively, we did do a good job of taking care of the basketball and sharing the basketball with 21 assists. Al Nolan has been outstanding, you know, with 21 assists in three games, and his defense has been. He's always been an excellent defender, and he showed it tonight. We have six steals, just a tremendous. He and Damian can really wreck a lot of, create a lot of havoc for people, and they set the tone for us defensively. You know, Rodney stepped up and played well again tonight in the starting lineup. I thought we had again once again we had good balance, you know, even without. Without Lawrence Westbrook, and Lawrence had some food poisoning and stomach virus, but he should be okay. He was on the bench. He hadn't been at practice the last couple of days, so he should be fine. Any questions?
Can you just talk about your lineup entering next week's 76 Classic? Do you feel like, you know, you've settled some things, especially using Rodney and DeVoe today in the starting rotation?
You know, I got a lot of confidence in all those guys. Everything's been settled. It was settled when they first got here. You know, really, when we recruit a kid, it's pretty much his opportunity and his chances to, and I tell them all the time, they earn that opportunity every day in practice. And certainly all these kids, would, you know, they all wish I could play them all 40 minutes or 30 minutes a game, but you can't. So, because when they do their job and they do what we ask them to do and, you know, they want to be, I want to give them a chance to get out there and perform. And we have, I think that creates a lot of team harmony, keeps a lot of, keeps them playing, keeps them in the game knowing that, hey, I've got to be ready. Coach may put me in at any time. And you know, we have good chemistry on this team. I really like this group of guys and how hard they're working. And the way they pull for one another, you know, with DeVoe in the game, and I'm sure that Lawrence Westbrook is pulling for him, and they're pulling for Blake, they're pulling for one another. And that's what it's about.
Do you think it was early on without Westbrook's outside shooting that the team just had to kind of figure out other ways to kind of create some offense?
Well, it was the offense was there. We just weren't throwing it to the right people. You know, I guess Ralph had missed a couple shots there, and we stopped going inside. And that's where we got to establish the inside game. It's kind of like a good football game. You gotta soften them up down the middle, then you gotta hit them with the outside. And that's what we didn't do early on. We didn't really attack the basket. And when we did, we got them in foul trouble when we got to the free throw line. But the problem was because Wes. He'll take it to the basket. I mean, he's fearless going to the basket. So if he, you know, when he recognizes it, he's a veteran player. You know, he understands that. Hey, we've missed a couple shots. He's gonna pile right in there on somebody. Somebody's gonna foul him because he's gonna make somebody foul him, and that's what we didn't have tonight.
Do you think you have a better combination of players on your press, like just a better mix this year? It seems like. Do you think it's ahead of maybe where it was last year, just with the guys?
Probably so. You know, I think because we've got 8 veteran players. You know, that always helps when you have returning guys that have played together for a few years now, or a couple of years, and understand the system and they can read one another. You know, well, our press is more of a random man-to-man press. It's not a certain places on the court. If the ball does certain things and you dribble into a certain, then that's when I think that's why we've been able to create some havoc. It'd be a different story against a Butler team because they're a pretty poised and pretty veteran team.
How do you feel about having, you know, young guys like Rodney Williams? Obviously, he's playing well, but you think you'll stick with him maybe in the starting rotation against a veteran team like Butler?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so. He's playing pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I like our rotation the way we have it. You know, even with Paul, Paul is a guy that I think, you know, as anybody on this team that's a team player and willing to do what we ask him to do is Paul Carter.
Talk about the mentality of going on the road as opposed to the comfort of playing at home.
And that's always a big challenge if you haven't been on the road and this is your first opportunity. But at least we'll be there in that one spot, you know, and everybody, and that's everybody's on the road. All 7-8 teams show up. So no one really has an advantage there. Butler has been on the road, beat Northwest on the road last night, so they have an advantage there, and they're pretty talented as well.
Just going on the road, do you think that it would be harder for Wes to kind of get his legs back under him? Or
Wes?
Yeah.
No, I don't think. He just missed a couple days. He's fine.
Take 2 more. Anybody has it?
All right. 1 more? 2 more?
You good?
I was going to say, you talked about, you know, Williams and what he gives you. What do you think DeVoe gives you in that starting spot?
Well, DeVoe tonight he struggled shooting it. You know, 3 for 30, he got up enough shots. But he's really, DeVoe is, that's his game. He's always attacking. He's got the same mentality that Wes has. You know, they have a scorer's mentality, and that's good because you know he's not going to stop. He's going to give it the same effort at both ends of the court. Solid play all the way around. I'm comfortable playing any of our guards. I think even with Justin Cobb, you know, I got a lot of confidence in the players we have in our program right now.
Is there a reason Trevor wasn't on the bench? Or? Yeah,
well, Trevor's, I know there's been some change in what he's in what's happening in Miami, so I think that has something to do with it. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.